to episode 25 of
Brutal Battle.
That's
my Christopher
Walken.
That's
not bad.
Come
on.
Yeah.
Those two little mice churn the cream and the butter. That was from Catch Me If You Can.
Stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Talking to my man all wrong. And then I also like to do Jay Moore's version where he's like, passion fruit, playing tonsil hockey with the Hanson girls. You never knew I was so gifted.
That's pretty good, honestly. Well, I love Catch Me If You Can. That's where I get most of my Christian.
Well, I love
from.
Suicide Kings.
Yeah, yeah.
And True Romance, which he was in both of those.
Oh.
But, anywho, this is episode 25.
25, guys.
25 is half of 50.
It's half of 50.
And when we get to 50, I feel like that'll be a big mark for us.
It will. Maybe we'll have a listener.
We have Kyle Norman, so maybe we'll have
a listener we don't know personally.
Well, actually, you know what? I think we may have converted your brother Ryan just by having him on. So maybe that's the key. Maybe we need to invite random people to come on the show.
I know my brother. He's my damn brother. That makes... Are you drunk?
No, but since... are you saying you know him, therefore he's not going to listen? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I said maybe we can get a listener that we don't know personally.
Oh,
and then you're like,
right.
I think we converted your brother. It's like, I know my brother.
Well...
He's my brother.
But what I'm saying is he didn't listen before, but he admitted that he would probably listen now just
because... He didn't listen before
because
he's a lazy asshole.
Well, there you go. But
that's
neither
here nor there.
If we go outside and we start just telling random people to come in,
we should just
be
walk
the
down
show.
The street. When I go to Chicago, I will literally walk down the street and be like, listen to Brutal Battle! I'll just go up to random people and scream at them.
Actually, I kind of wanted, in order to get the name out there, I kind of wanted...
T-shirts.
Well, t-shirts is actually a good idea. But also, I was thinking just, like, have business cards that we can
leave places. Business cards.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, business
condoms?
What are
you
going to,
like, write your number on the back and give it to some random chick? Hey, baby. Brutal Battle in the pantalones. You know? Business cards. I didn't even have business cards when I had a food podcast, and I don't have business cards when I'm trying to cater on the side. I don't have business cards. So.
No, because it's lame, because it's... You could make...
It's not lame if you have a legitimate business. This is a beer podcast.
Yeah, it's not business. We're not making money or anything.
Yeah,
so.
I'd say t-shirts. I mean, that would at least get the name out.
True, true.
And I would wear a Brutal Battle
People
t-shirt.
Would wonder. It would just say Brutal Battle, and on the back it would just be the website.
Yeah.
People would be like, what's that?
Yeah.
That's actually
and,
not a bad idea.
It could be your sister's icon that she's drawn up.
Yes.
For
she,
which I can't wait to
on.
See. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited too. She's been really busy lately, so it's not... happened yet, but
it better
eventually,
or I'm going to her house.
All right,
wherever she lives.
Something that I needed to bring up from last episode that we talked about after
we
were done recording, we did not talk about the
alcohol
by volume of the Insanity.
Yep.
It was 11.1%, which I believe was
good.
Well masked
yeah.
for what it was.
That's the aging.
Yeah.
I think took out a little bit of the, rounded the burn out a little bit, made it a little bit more subdued. It was very
correct.
It was very surprising, actually. 11.1, I didn't. So, us comparing it to a barley wine wasn't out of left field then, because obviously that's in barley wine territory.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in barley wine territory.
Yes. Well, you're not allowed to drink the pre-beer when you don't talk about it.
I just started drinking. We have a warm-up beer, and I just started drinking it for no reason.
It's like, okay,
like,
we have this, and you're like, eh,
I've already had it before. You have it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay.
It smells like beef jerky and Cheerios.
I give you the beef jerky. It's got, like, this kind of, like, smokiness, but it also has this nice kind of, like, chocolatey nose to it. I mean, go ahead and start smelling it and stuff.
Am I allowed to touch the pre-beer,
the
warm-up beer?
Go ahead, touch.
Thank you, Massa.
Touch your beer. But if you touch it too much, you'll go blind.
I appreciate the frosted pint glass. I do.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty pimp.
Yeah, it's a Duclos Sawtooth frosted pint glass from 2009.
Lovely. Belgian White Sawtooth. Ooh, terrible beer.
So there's actually a reason that we have this particular warm-up beer. You like it?
It's not bad.
Okay. So let me reveal to you what it is. This beer is Sweetwater. It's their Exodus Porter out of... I think they're brewed out of... Yeah, they're brewed out of Atlanta. So, I mean, I don't know. Give the listeners a little bit of what you're getting out of the beer.
It's... Honestly, it kind of tastes like a couple different porters poured in the one glass. There's a lot going on here. I get chocolate. I get coffee. I just get, like, the roasted notes of a typical porter. Like, there's a lot of things going on here. Like I said, beef jerky a little bit. Of, like, the meatiness, the saltiness a little bit in there.
I agree.
It's very complex.
And I think it's interesting that you brought up the thing about a bunch of different porters put together, because there definitely are different types of porters.
Oh, yeah. Just like stouts.
And what you kind of laid out there, there are porters that have, like, a chocolate note to them mainly. There are ones that mainly have, like, a smokiness to them.
Yep.
And, like, a saltiness that goes with the smokiness. And then there are ones that have, like, a coffee-ness to them.
Yep.
And, yes, this kind of displays all of that.
It's a plethora.
Yes.
A plethora of porters.
So the reason we're doing this beer in particular, it's not a beer you can get here.
Really?
It's brewed out of Atlanta, Georgia. This is a beer that the wife and I brought back with us after we took a trip to Atlanta.
Ah.
Yes.
Interesting.
We went down there, and one of the nights we decided we're going to go back to the hotel. This is after we ran through the Atlanta Aquarium, which is amazing. The World of Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Dork. And, yeah, we had a long, long day, and I will tell you this much. I will never, ever, ever drink a Coke product again, because I went through the tasting room and tried every international flavor of a Coke product. God. It was like sugar overload to the max.
You will never drink a Coke product again?
I can't. Because
Coke owns a lot of stuff.
Unless it's like Dasani, which is water.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. It's so stupid.
Does Coke own Gatorade?
Does
or Powerade?
Powerade, I believe. Yeah. They own Powerade. But yeah, so that was just... Ugh. So anyway, after this long day, I was like, you know, I kind of just want to... You know, it's my mission wherever we go to try as many beers as possible, because especially if they're from that area and we can't get them up in Maryland.
Yes, sir.
Got to try it. So, I was like...
Local beers.
Of course, down there you can get beer at grocery stores. So we went to a Publix, is their grocery store down there. I call it Pubix.
Pubix, yes.
But it's Publix.
Pubix.
And they were selling beer. They had a good microbrew selection. A bunch of stuff I'd never seen before. The thing that sucked about it is you have to buy a six-pack. Not quite as bad as Pennsylvania, where you have to buy a case
of
beer.
What, you expecting mixed sixers or what? Or like,
I was hoping.
22 ounce? Nah.
Oh, mixed I was sixers, hoping for 22s.
Mixed sixers are like a few and far between. That's a rare find.
Well, and that's kind of why we're like very spoiled living in Maryland, because you can do mixed six-packs here, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, I'm looking through the beers, and I see the Sweetwater, a bunch of the Sweetwater beers, and I wanted to get one of their IPAs, because that's kind of like my jam, you know, love the IPAs.
My jam.
That's right. But I also wanted to get a beer that I could share with Rebecca, and I know she's big into, like, stouts porters, and I was like, you know, I'd be cool with, like, a porter or something. So we saw this Exodus porter, and I'm like, why don't we get a six of the Exodus? So we got a six of the Exodus. Went down the block to Jimmy John's. Got some subs.
Jimmy John's in Atlanta.
Got some Jimmy John's subs, and then went back to the hotel. Noshed on some subs and drank some of these porters. And then I think we had three bottles left the next day when we were coming home. So we bundled them up in the suitcase and brought them home. So this is one of our three remaining bottles. I said I wanted to share it with you. Give you a taste of Atlanta.
Not bad.
It is. I mean, it's a pretty good,
pretty good
porter.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not great.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's not amazing, but it's interesting.
It's
solid.
It's different. Yeah. There's a lot going on, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. But while we were down there, we went to a place called Max Lagers, which is a brew pub, and interestingly, they told us pretty much off the bat, because I had asked, I'm like, do you also have beers that you bottle that we can purchase and take with us, maybe? No. And they also said they don't allow growlers in Georgia. They don't do growlers. You can't get one filled.
Sucks to be you in Georgians.
Yeah, so, I mean, that trip really drove home to me how, you know, fortunate we are in Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, we can have growlers, we can do mixed six-packs. Like, beer-wise, we can liquor do whatever. Laws. Yeah.
That's alliteration for you.
Yeah.
Lax liquor laws.
Next thing you know, Maryland's going to make it legal to drink while you're walking on the street.
Next thing you know, Maryland's going to legalize marijuana.
Yeah, I don't know. At some point, I think they would. At some point, I think it'll be federally legalized, but I think that's a ways down the road.
It is. I think it'll happen in our lifetime, but it's a ways down.
It might happen in our lifetime. We'll see. But, So we went to this place, Max Lagers. They make their own beer.
Name, by the way.
Yeah, it is a cool name.
Max Lagers.
Yeah. They make their own beers. We did a sampler. Tried all their beers.
Of course. Gotta do the sampler.
And they had what was a really interesting one? They had a smoked black lager. Mm. Or no, I'm sorry. Not smoked black lager. Smoked black IPA.
Yes, indeed.
Which I've had black IPAs before, but never smoked.
I feel like I have had a smoked black something.
It was good, though. It wasn't an overbearing smokiness. It was a very faint smokiness.
Smokiness can overpower quite easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a nice kind of faint smokiness to it. And, I appreciated it. Their IPA was pretty solid. They had, like, a Belgian triple style, which was decent. A red, which was their easier drinking, which was okay. I'm trying to think what else they had. They had a few other ones, but I would just say overall, like, solid beers. And their food was unbelievable. My wife got this fried chicken dish that was on top of some collard greens, but the collard greens were done with, like, bacon fat and
like the way I do
brown sugar.
Oh, brown sugar.
Yeah, and the guy even said to us, like, he was talking us up, our waiter, and like, oh, you know, we're from around here, and like, no, we're from Baltimore area, and it's like, oh, you know, interestingly enough, our head chef here is from Baltimore, and he's the guy who came up with the collard greens recipe, which is kind of a big deal because this is not your typical southern collard greens recipe. You know, it's a very modern take on it, so. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, I don't really like collard greens usually, but it was very good. I tried it. Excellent. And then I had ribs.
Ribs.
Very good ribs. You know, it had a really nice dry rub on it and then some great sauce added. Oh, yeah. They were good. Fall off the bone.
Better than mine?
They may have been better than yours. I'm sorry. I like yours quite a bit, but they may have been better than yours. Mm.
That's right. I'm not satisfied with my ribs yet. They're a work in progress.
You're still en route to the final product.
I did like that honey Dijon sauce I made for him on Saturday. I think there was some potential there.
Oh, yeah. Kyle made this honey Dijon sauce that he had prepared for the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually threw it on the pulled pork barbecue,
and
it was banging.
I wish I could have tried that. I didn't try it at all. I didn't have any meat when we were... I was so busy, I didn't try any of my own... barbecue. I didn't even have one rib. They were all gone.
Really?
No.
I actually only had one rib. Because I didn't want to take too much, you know.
Yeah.
We showed up a little bit on the later side, so I was like, there's some ribs in there. I'll take one. I don't want to get too greedy. So, it wasn't me who ate all your ribs. I had one.
Okay. No, I didn't care.
But I actually had two heaping portions of the pulled pork. I had like one big one on my first go around, and then I went around again, and I was like, another heaping one. Both times I used that the honey Dijon. Oh, so
man,
good.
I like that sauce, man.
Do it.
Sauce is money.
So my main focus of this episode was just basically that trip to Atlanta. It was good. It's always fun, you know, whenever you go somewhere new to kind of find out what breweries are from around there. You're not going to be able to get them where you are. Try them while you're there because you know, you never know.
Yeah.
And then you might want to bring something back. Honestly, that's how Rebecca and I found out about Cigar City out of Tampa. Mm-hmm. We were down visiting some friends and, you know, we tried a few of the beers there. Also bought at a Publix or Publix.
Publix.
As their actually name. And that's when we were like, wow, man, Cigar City, pretty good. So, actually, I'll have to... share a little Cigar City with you on another episode. Maybe I have one of their Hi-Li IPAs in there.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, you might like it.
Yeah, so, I do. I one thing I appreciate about the Exodus pour is it has a rainbow trout on the front.
It does.
And I like rainbow trout. Because literally, when I was a young... When I was a tiny tot...
P1.
I caught a rainbow trout, and it blew my freaking mind. Because I was like, Dad, I caught a rainbow fish. And to a little kid, like a fish that changes colors, that's pretty damn mind-blowing.
I caught a rainbow fish. Hookalookachoo.
Yeah, I was like, oh, boy, look at her hair. And I had the big man tits because I was a very overweight child.
You were a fat kid, right?
I was drinking a lot of milk. I was the morbidly obese kid.
Drinking milk.
I drank gallons a week. I drank milk with breakfast, lunch, dinner. I made milk ice pops.
Ew, yuck.
You know how, like, you know, kids will make, like, they'll fill up, like, Kool-Aid and they'll put the sticks in.
Oh, no, I know.
You know.
I know.
I made them out of milk. I made them out of milk. Frozen milk pops.
You fatty.
I was. I was a fatty.
Now I see why you work out all the time.
I had a special sauce of mustard, ketchup, and mayonnaise that I put on everything.
Oh!
On everything. I mean, it wasn't like one of those kids that's like, I'm just, you know, big boned. I was fat because I was a slob, gluttonous bastard.
But look at you now. You're in shape.
I am.
You appreciate good food. You don't have your mayo, mustard, mayonnaise.
Yes, I'm quite...
I said dinner twice, basically.
Quite cut right now. I'm pretty swole.
Oh, and for anyone who heard while Kyle was talking, something else going on, Rebecca came down. She brought down our beer A and set it down, and then I offered her the rest of my Exodus porter.
His Exodus.
No, I offered it to her, actually, additionally, to try, and she's like, can I take it? Can I have it? And I was like, oh, okay, if you want to, sure.
She took the rainbow trout beer? How dare you?
She stole it.
She stole the rainbow trout.
It's okay, though. She enjoys it. It's a good porter.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's tasty.
Wow, look at the head on B.
Yeah, the head on B, well, on yours, much more than mine.
Wow. It is frothing.
Frothing.
It looks like toothpaste foam.
Well, you know what? I want to jump into these beers right now.
Yeah, we've been sawing at the mouth a little bit. We need to saw at the beers.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get to the meat of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so A, very translucent.
Yes, extremely transparent.
Very clear. See right through that, dude.
Yep.
Fine
head that doesn't stick to no lacing, really. Oh, actually, it laces a little bit.
It's like a yellowish-orange.
Yes.
Hue.
Very, close to the coloration we've had last episode, so...
This one has a good head.
Yeah, a decent head. It's like I said, it's got some lacing, it's got some head presence, even though it's been sitting here a minute or two. So, yeah. Let's see what it smells like. Oh, God. It
smells like butt? It
smells like overdone Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's interesting. It is vegetal.
Yeah. Like, overcooked cabbage.
I feel like it smells like my cat's anus.
Oh, God. What the hell?
It kind of smells a little bit like milk.
Ugh. This is bad.
Yeah, the smell, it's so vegetal. You're right, like, it's like Brussels sprouts, yeah. Kind of.
Did your cat drop a turd in this beer?
Could fool me.
This smells awful.
Yeah, that is a stink.
I kind of get like that. When you order French fries from McDonald's, and you know they're like the bottom of the batch... And they have that weird kind of like stale potato smell to them.
Okay.
I kind of get that a little bit.
I think you nailed it on the Brussels sprout thing.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to elaborate.
It's totally Brussels sprout.
A little bit of sweetness in
that's all I can get. All I get is that Brussels sprout smell because it's so dominating.
I'm trying to think. There's a spice in there. I want to say it's maybe coriander. It's got a little bit of like the lemon kind of edge to it. But all in all, it's... Very
I can
offensive.
See the lemoniness.
Yeah.
I can see the lemoniness. Just a little. Not
and a little bit of sweetness. I'm getting a little bit of fruit, maybe, I know we say mango a lot, but maybe just a touch of that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I don't know.
I'm having trouble getting past the boiled cabbage, overcooked Brussels sprout turd smell.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, let's have All right, fun let's... bashing this beer.
Go at it.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah. That is limp. That is a limp beer. No mouthfeel.
That's whiskey dick. That's what that beer is.
It's very limp.
God. Now I'm getting like even like asparagus from the nose. Is this going to make my pee stink?
It might. It's like the shape of Florida.
Yeah.
This is...
Or California, if you're facing the other direction.
This is a beer that... it's there.
It is.
It's just there.
This is a beer you sip, send back, you sip, forget, you sip, don't finish. It's just, no. No, this beer should not exist.
Yeah, this is the kind of beer you give someone and they taste it and they're just like, that is a beer. Yeah, that's a beer.
What the hell is with the nose, man?
It is an awful nose. It is very off-putting nose.
This honestly might be one of the worst noses I've experienced in a beer. It's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, what beer smells like overdone cabbage and Brussels sprouts and feet and ugh?
Yeah, it
is nasty.
I would second that. I do think it's probably the worst nose I've ever had on a beer. I mean...
And you've tasted 900-some beers?
Yeah, I'm at like 930-ish now.
God, this is awful.
And we keep sipping it. But here's the thing.
I'm trying to find a redeeming quality. That's why I keep tasting
it. It's neutral.
It leaves your palate neutral, which is a plus, I guess.
If you want to drink a beer that you identify as just a beer, and you don't want much of an aftertaste, then
no sense of smell.
If you want to feel like you're drinking water, but you're drinking beer, this would qualify.
No. I can't recommend this because of the nose. It smells like death. There are a lot of other crappy beers that don't taste like anything out there that don't smell like death. So.
I keep drinking it, but I'm going to stop.
No. A is terrible.
I quit on that.
A is less than one.
Mm. Good God. What are they thinking on that nose? Jesus.
What the hell do they add to it to make that nose?
Yeah, I don't know, but... here's a question for you. Don't you think they would have smelled that when they're bottling it?
That's what I'm thinking. Sometimes I struggle to relate to what goes through the brewmaster's mind.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, how would you let this go to production? What the hell were you thinking?
I just envision them filling the bottles and someone's like, oh my God, what died in the brewery?
Yes, exactly. Like, is there a dead raccoon floating around somewhere?
Yeah. It's bad.
And that's where I come back to this. Like, macro brews, while terrible, at least they're not horribly offensive. Like, they don't have this thing where you just sip it and you just want to throw it away. I mean, they can, natural, know what I mean. Like, they're not horribly offensive. They're just flat and watery and flavorless. And
like Coors Light. They're nothing. What you're talking about. Right.
But at least they don't taste like, they don't smell like a dead raccoon. You know what I mean? Like, there are some, I wouldn't put all macros at the bottom of all micros. There are some macro is about three quarters of the way down, I would say. Because there are just some micro brews out there that just, like this, that just, oh, they miss the mark so badly.
Or pretty much anything from Saranac or Shipyard.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly. God, what the hell?
Would you like to proceed to B?
I want
to
see, I'd like to proceed to something.
proceed
smell
to
B.
Vomiting.
Smell B. I really want to see what you get.
Wow. Oh, chlorine.
Yeah. It
totally,
I took
chlorine.
A smell and I was like, wow.
It's so chlorine-y.
Whew. It is chemically.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I guess, well, it's opaque. It's not transparent. It is orange. I wouldn't say it's coppery. I wouldn't say it's golden. It's pretty much orange. And the lacing is substantial. Like, there are bubble marks on my glass that are not going away. So it is. It looks like coral. It's really interesting. But
is
yes,
this...
the smell is very chemically.
Yeah. This is the offensive nose edition.
Yes,
of
it
the
is.
Show.
I mean, once you kind of get used to the chemical smell, I mean, there are some, like, I get some dried fruits, maybe.
Yeah.
Like some sweetness, some dried fruits.
I get a little bit of a woodiness to it.
I can see that.
Somewhere.
Yeah, a little like sawdust, maybe.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I mean, now that the chemicaliness is kind of, it's fading for me, honestly. I don't really get
because
it
because your
much.
Nose is getting used to it.
Yeah.
Smelled it so much.
I get a little bit of, maybe like a little bit of date or raisin in this in the nose.
Yeah, I agree with it. Totally.
Sawdust, dried fruits. We're thinking this is going to be like an 8 or 9%, just because of the fact that it's opaque and it's not a wheat, obviously. I think it's going to have a decent alcohol presence.
Probably right.
And it's got a prominent head, so it's all, I think all signs are pointing to some burn in this one.
Look at how educated we're becoming.
I know.
We're educating ourselves,
too. We're learning a thing or two about this here bears.
We're educating ourselves, too, and yeah. Our listeners are learning along nothing. With us on this.
No, they learn nothing. I mean, this is psychobabble for the most part.
Well, potentially.
Cheers, Mike.
Oh, yeet. Oh, let's try that there brew, bro.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Not liking it?
No. What is that sour? It's not even sour. It's like... what I imagine cleaning products taste like. This is awful.
Kind of weird.
Oh, God. No. I'm getting like the dish rag water type thing going on.
Well, that kind of chloriney.
Chlorine, yes. Chemically.
Yeah.
Kind of funky, musty kind of taste.
I get some hop bitterness on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
there
it's
is
not,
some hops there.
It's not like A as in zero flavor.
I mean, there is
something.
Flavor here, but that's the thing. Like, do you rank no flavor below offensive flavor? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would say taste like nothing is better than taste like death. But A smelled like death, so therefore, both of these beers are getting hammered by me. They're not good.
Ugh.
Hmm.
Now that you taste it, what do you think about alcohol percentage in that?
Lower than I thought, I think.
Yeah.
I don't really get too much. Mm-mm. But this is just... it doesn't work for me on any level, really. And it's got a lingering bitterness, which I guess you could like or dislike depending on what you're in the mood for. It definitely lingers on the bitter side. Other than that, it really doesn't have too much of an aftertaste.
I don't think I hate this as much as you do. I don't find it, like, great or anything,
though.
I don't like it.
It's got, like, a buttery quality to it, too. Almost like a rich, buttery kind of... I'm definitely getting that.
Which could be what I was getting, saying, a little woodiness to it.
Yeah, maybe.
If it has been aged in wood, it would give it kind of, like, a buttery aspect.
Mm.
Especially oak. I mean, oak really does that.
Yep. Ugh. I definitely... I'm on the butter now. Now that I think about it, it's, like... it's really... singing in my mouth with the butter, but it's just it's not. That was nice.
Was that our first like on microphone burp?
Maybe. I know I yawned. I hear that constantly about how I yawn in the first like one or two episodes.
In the first few episodes you were yawning a lot.
I was yawning a lot. I just hear that nonstop, but I don't know if we've had a burp. Well, next it's a fart. Oh no, Ryan
already did
Ryan
that.
Farted. That's right.
I don't know if
people it picked up
could
or
hear
not.
It or not,
yeah.
But
he definitely
he did it like twice on
episode 22
on audio. Yeah.
This is I'm not a fan.
I mean it's not great. I don't hate it like immensely.
I hate it.
I mean
I hate A and B. I'm gonna go up and dump these on your wife's head because they're terrible.
All right. Well.
When you go back to A, if you don't smell the nose, A is better than B. For me.
What? Just because it's, like, just there?
Yeah.
But that nose has got to count for something.
Oh, I know.
As
that's
in,
what
like,
saying.
Negatively.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like rotten eggs.
It's gross.
I hate both of these.
Oh, you have your number?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm done. I'm 1-1. I do not like either
here
of these.
One and one. I'm
going to
go... I'm going 1 and 2. Nah, 1 and 3, actually.
1 and 3.
I'm going 1 and 3.
Don't be hesitant to rate something higher than I have, because you're the hater on the show.
No, it's not that. I just...
it is. Nut up.
A is
nut up
the,
and write it what you thought.
A is just there's no flavor there at all, and it's offensive
it smells
to the nose.
Like, ugh.
B, not so good nose, but like you said, you know, your nose gets used to it a little bit, and then you get a little bit of something in it. And the flavor, I don't think I hate the flavor as much as you do. I get a little bit,
I
get some hops out of it. I get, like you were saying, the butteriness. Which is awful.
There's just nothing about the flavors I'm getting in B that make me want to go back and drink it. That's a beer I'd send back at a bar. If I took a shot in the dark and that came to me and I took a sip, I'd be like, I'd flag down the bartender and be like, can I get something else?
I could keep drinking beer, believe it or not. Yeah, I could keep drinking beer. I could keep drinking B, believe it or not. I wouldn't be, like, totally enthused about it, but I could.
So, good on you.
Three it is. So, A, overall of one, obviously, and B, an overall of two.
Two.
Neither of those are very impressive
nope.
in that sense. And I think it's safe to say that Racer 5, you are firmly at the top.
Yes, you
still
are.
As the Master Brewer Lord.
It's kind of, I feel like we're Debbie Downer sometimes, because we have, like, three episodes in a row where we had twos and threes and ones.
Well, I mean, it's like we've talked about many episodes ago. There's a lot of crap out there.
There's a lot of crap out there.
And we're wading through the crap.
That's why I don't consider myself like a beer enthusiast, because, or a beer lover, because there's so much bad beer.
Hate so much of it.
Like, I don't say I love beer because there's just so much crappy beer.
I would consider myself a beer enthusiast, and I'll tell you why I feel that way. That's because I listen to podcasts like Beer Download, and it's exciting to me to listen to them talk about beer, and it makes me want to have a beer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I would love to just enjoy one of these beers that they're talking about. So I really hope that we can kind of impart some of that on someone who would listen to our podcast.
I would say I'm a whiskey enthusiast. I love whiskey. I want to go home right now and make a whiskey drink after this.
You can do that while you try and sell a table.
I'm going to. I'm going to throw up on it.
So, would you like to know what A is?
Yes, so I can tell them to go straight to hell.
A got a one. A is poop. And
terrible.
About to reveal it. A is... Ah, Fat Tire by New Belgium.
Why am I not surprised? The most overrated beer on the market right now.
Agreed. This beer came to Maryland. Oh, man. It hasn't been all that long since it's been here. Maybe 4 years-ish.
Yeah.
It just got distribution in Maryland probably about 4 years ago. And prior to that, I know there were so many people who were always like, oh, man, Fat Tire, it's awesome, it's so good, blah, blah.
It's like Yingling, but better. That's like the mantra that people say about it. It's like Yingling, but better. I've heard that so many times.
It's not good. 5.2% alcohol.
But I will say this. It usually doesn't smell like this. I've had Fat Tire before, and I've actually drank 2 pints of it at a social setting before, because it wasn't that bad. It usually does not smell like that.
Okay.
It does not smell like rotten eggs. Ugh.
Well,
but it's not good. I'm not defending it.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong.
Before it was available in Maryland, I had gone to Vegas, and I got a beer sampler at the Burger Bar, which was really good. They have great burgers. And I got Fat Tire as one of them, because I'm like, oh, I hear all this great stuff about Fat Tire. I drank it, and I'm like, that's it? That's Fat Tire? Like, people are raving about this?
I have a similar story.
Go ahead.
I went away for training for work in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we went to a UFO, which is basically like one of their beer bars.
Overrated as well.
UFO?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was thinking UFO and think Harpoon.
Oh, no. That's a beer bar, a chain of beer bars down there. And I saw them. I had already picked out my beer I wanted, but my coworker, I was like, oh, Fat Tire's supposed to be amazing. Order that because I want to try it. And he just didn't care. He's like, okay, I'll order it.
Uh-huh.
And I drank it, and I was like, what the hell? So, yeah. Pretty much from then on, I was like, overrated.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
I mean, we gave it a one. That's terrible.
And I'm sorry, listener, if you like Fat Tire.
All right, and we'll get to B. B also not doing all that great, but better than Fat Tire with a overall two.
It offended me.
It is Stone Brewing Pale Ale.
That is a pale ale?
That's a, yeah.
What?
What's the alcohol? 5.4% alcohol, only 2.2% alcohol more than the Fat Tire.
That's a pale ale? That's what I say, man. Stone overhops their beers. Tastes like Dookie.
Yeah, I mean,
suck it, Stone. Stone is poop. Stone is doo-doo.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever... I've had a lot of Stone products. I don't think I've ever had the pale ale.
Well, then there
so
you go.
So this may be
Tied
it.
Pow.
But honestly, there was a time when I was like big into pale, just like straight up pale ales, but now that I'm like a huge IPA fan, I usually find that I'm very disappointed with pale ales.
Yeah, they're usually just weak.
Unless it's like a well-hopped pale ale, like, well, I need to go back to it to make sure it's still good to me, but Shoals Pale Ale by Smutty Nose.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few others along the way. Oh, Venom. The Venom Pale Ale by Duke Law.
Headwaters, something or other. What was that one called?
Victory Brewing Company's Headwater.
Is that what it was? Pale Ale.
Yeah, Headwaters. Yep.
The one that was good. Supposed to be, that was amazing. Like a couple, it was in the last year.
Yeah, that was a good.
It was made from spring water or some BS. It was just really, really, really delicious.
Yep. So Stone didn't fare so well this time.
Fat Tire and Stone. Two beers I claim that I hate, and look, I hate them. Yay.
For
me.
Once, you're backing
yes,
it up.
For once, I'm backing it up. It's not my favorite beer on the planet that I'm giving a one. It's beers that I don't like that I'm giving a one. So, yeah, suck it.
So we just had some terrible beers. Hopefully, yeah. Anyone listening can go ahead and have some awesome beers for us. Do it for us, please.
Do it for us. Drink a beer for Carlin. Drink two beers for Kyle.
And do it for Christopher Walken, please. For God's sake, do not drink Fat Tire.
It just makes me think of that. Oh, what was it, a Crystal Method? Or was it Chemical? What was that video where he just danced the whole music
It was
video?
Weapon of Choice. Was it Fat Boy Slim?
That's what it was. Yes. Yeah, Fat Boy. God, that was so pimp when he was dancing that whole video. And he started flying at the end.
Yes.
Oh, that brings me back.
All this being said, we're very happy that anyone who's listening to this has listened to it. Sorry the beers weren't more exciting. Yeah. But we greatly appreciate everything.
We definitely debunked the whole Fat Tire phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
It's doo-doo. Sorry.
Fat Tire, it's poopy. And on that note, thank you.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.